So just like discipline, positive thinking is a result of structure. Do you understand this?
StrayAllDay.com.
Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has or relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to structure positive thinking into your life. But before we get started, I'm going to remind everybody of a couple things. First of all, daily motivation text. Once we get that going again, as of the recording of this episode, it is not going. We're still dealing with some back-end stuff that once we get that all fixed and organized, then we'll be sending this message out again consistently. A message that is guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day. You want to be getting this message, so text me right now so you can be in my text community. So when we start firing again, you'll be getting those messages. My number is 305-384-6894. You just send a text to that number. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to work with me directly and have me as your direct coach, where we have a four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. But you only have to remember that because the most important skill, most valuable skill I have is the ability to break things down and put them back together. This is also known as insight. Insight. Not information, but insight. Because if all you needed was information, I would direct you to google.com. You can get all the information you want for free. But at Work on Your Game University, you get insight, which is the interpretation, the use, the application, which information to use, which information not to use, when, why, and how. All of that is my superpower. It's what I do best. And this is why people who work with me at Work on Your Game University always, always, always go to a much higher level from where they were, because that's the reason they came in the first place. So we deliver results based on performance. Again, workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is down below in the description as well. Now, with that out the way, let's get into the topic, which is how to structure positive thinking into your life. Now, this is an important topic because mindset is the foundation and it is the most important aspect of anything that anyone does when it comes to being successful. You have to think in a certain way in order to take the actions that lead to the outcomes that would constitute your success. There's a certain mindset that follows actions that follows results, right? Being, doing, and having. And over here at Work on Your Game, mindset's the foundation of everything we do. We start with mindset, we end with mindset. So although we work with a lot of people on many things that are not mindset focused, most of the time when I'm working with entrepreneurs, for example, their focus is something that has to do with revenue and generating income and making money. When I'm working with, actually almost every entrepreneur or professional I'm working with is usually focused on something that has to do with making money, because that's the reason that they do business and that you should be doing business to make money. However, in order to do the things that lead to you making more money, there's a mental piece to that, whether it's a big piece that you think or is a small piece that you think. Sometimes people come to me and their main thing is, Dre, I know I need help with mindset. I'm doing good on this and this and this, but this mindset thing is getting in my way. Or someone will say, well, Dre, I need help with these things over here. And they don't even mention mindset. But once we get to working, again, insight is my number one skill, they will understand that a change in mindset is in order for us to get to the changes in the tangible things that they're talking about. So like I said, mindset's the most important thing here. We start with mindset and we end with mindset. And while positive thinking in general is a good thing to engage in, all right, most of us probably agree that we should and want to think positive all the time, or at least most of the time, it's often insufficient for getting someone into a positive state of tangible actions, let alone into a positive state of outcomes. Because actions and outcomes are different than thinking, right? Because you can think something all day, but then not do it. And you can do stuff, but still not get the result. So there are different pieces to this. So today we're going to talk about how to put the structure in place that leads to all of these outcomes. Does that sound good? Does that sound like something that if I can deliver on it, you'd be happy you listen to it? Good. Point number one. Topic once again is how to structure positive thinking into your life. Number one, have tangible reasons to have positive expectations. See, thinking positively is one thing, and I think most of us, most of the time, want to think positive. Now, there is a time when it makes sense to think negative, so to speak. And I talked about this in the episode on the positive power of negative preparation. I'll tell you what episode that was as soon as I pull it up here. That was episode number 2704, positive power of negative thinking. Negative thinking meaning just anticipating what might go wrong so that you can be prepared for it is an example of negative thinking. So you don't need to think positive 100% of the time. Sometimes you do want to think about, hey, what might not work here so I'm ready for it. But the point here is it's much easier to think positively when you have a real reason to think positive. It's a challenge to think positive when you don't have any reasons to do so and you're looking around like, all right, how am I supposed to think positive given this situation? So I remember listening to a song by the rapper Eminem. He has a song called If I Had $1 Million. I think it's on his first album. I think my song just might be called If I Had, but the premise of the song is If I Had $1 Million. And he posed a rhetorical question at the end of the song because he's kind of rapping about his, I guess, before he blew up, his situation in life. And he said, well, how am I supposed to think positive when I see anything positive? And this is a good, legitimate question. This is a legitimate question. So any of you listening to this and you're hearing people like me or others try to tell you to think positive and have positive forward thinking thoughts, but you're looking at your situation and you don't see anything positive and you don't see anything forward moving, you may be questioning that and saying, well, listen, there's nothing around me that tells me that anything positive is going on here. So how am I supposed to think positive? Many people in such a situation try to force themselves to think positively when, again, there are no solid reasons for doing so. And this is a serious challenge that needs to be addressed, which is why I'm addressing it right here. I remember hearing Dan Kennedy, who's a marketing guy from way back in the day, most of you don't know about. I heard him say that when he first started in business, he would drive around and listening to those, you know, positive thinking, motivational audio. And his time, these were on cassette tapes. And for you all now, you can find you had them streaming through your phone, but they were on cassette tapes and you had CDs and things like that. But he would drive around listening to these motivational tapes and he had positive intentions of thinking positively. He wanted to flood his mind with positive thought. However, the problem was he had no real reasons to be positive because he didn't have a whole lot of positive going on in his business at the time. He didn't have a whole lot of positive situations happening. So even though he was trying to think positive, it just wasn't sticking because he had no tangible reasons for it. So the tapes didn't really change his situation no matter how much he listened to them. It was only when he started coming up with systems and structures that gave him positive reasons to expect success in his business because he started doing things that actually worked. Then the positive thinking tapes started to make more sense to him because now he had a real reason to be positive. So just like discipline, positive thinking is a result of structure. You understand this? You see, if someone wants to be more disciplined, you don't just go and browbeat yourself into being disciplined. That usually doesn't work. It can work temporarily, but it doesn't work in the long term. It's the same thing with positive thinking. You can tell yourself to think positive all you want, and it may work for a little while, for a couple hours, maybe even a day or two. However, if you don't have any structure in your life that is leading you to believe that something positive is going to happen, trying to make yourself think positively when you don't have any real reason to be positive is not a sustainable way of thinking. It's not a sustainable practice. It's not going to last too long. So you do need to put the structure in place that gives you a good reason to think positive. And then, but think about this, folks, the positive thinking might just happen by itself. You won't even have to tell yourself to do it. It just happens because you got positive stuff happening. All right. Wouldn't that be great? I think so. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. at 52 iterations of their formula and counting. Their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, how to structure positive thinking into your life. Number two, move yourself to do activities and to create outcomes that lead to positive energies. So this is piggybacking on what we said here in point number one. Doing activities and creating outcomes that lead to positive energy. So what do I mean by this? Let's talk about this a little bit more. It is also much easier to think positively when you can look into your past and see positive outcomes that have already occurred as a result of your past behaviors. In other words, when you have a track record of achieving positive things and thinking positively because of those achievements, it's much easier to think positive now because at least you know you have done it, which means you have some proof that you could do it again. Remember that confidence is a belief in your ability to do something. And that means your confidence comes from your past. Because the only way you can believe in your ability to do a thing is because at some point, somewhere along the line, you have actually done it. So the more success you have created up until this point, especially if you have that success documented or available in some way that you can easily call on it. Maybe if you have some reminders on your walls, or you got a trophy or a plaque or something like that that reminds you of some past success, the more visible it is to you, to where you can just pull it up in your mind or you literally have it in front of you, the more of that you can remind yourself of, the much more easily you can think positively about the present moment and about your future, because you are reminded that you have done this before, which means you can do it again. All right, this is something that I talk about in my book, The Mental Workbook. If you're watching on videos, this red book right here, you can get this at workonmygame.com/workbook. If you are just listening or watching, workonmygame.com/workbook. In the Mental Workbook, one of the things it talks to you about is the concept of autosuggestion, which is basically impressing on your mind certain thoughts and ideas that, shared often enough through the habit of repetition, they eventually get accepted into the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind controls most of your thoughts, words, and actions. So it's not the conscious thinking that you want to take control of, it's the subconscious thinking. And you only do that, again, by repetition and by emotionalization of thought. So when you remind yourself over and over and over again of the successes you have had or that you are having right now, or even that you plan to have in the future, eventually the subconscious mind begins to accept those thoughts, whether they are true or not. The subconscious mind will accept anything that is repeated to it often enough, regardless of its actual tangible validity or your ability to prove it. And then it will move you to start behaving as if those things you have passed into the subconscious mind are actually true. Again, whether they are actually true or not does not matter. So this is why that programming in the subconscious mind matters so much. And I talk about this again, and I explain, not only talk about it, but I explain to you how to do it. And then I walk you through doing it, literally doing it, in my book, The Mental Workbook. So if you don't have The Mental Workbook, go to workonmygame.com/workbook. Workbook. That's where you can get that book. Also, and you get any of my free books, The Third Day or The Mirror of Motivation. Those are at thirddaybook.com and mirrorofmotivation.com. At either one of those links, as you go through the sales funnel, we're going to offer you at some point the Mental Game Super Duper Bundle, where you can get four books, which include the Mental Workbook, also Work on Your Game, also 30 Days of Discipline, also Bulletproof Mindset. So if you want to get a great deal on the Mental Workbook, I would suggest you go through one of those funnels, get one of those books for free, Third Day or Mirror of Motivation, then just say yes to everything that we offer you in the sales funnel. And you will not only have one book, you will not only have two, you will have 10 or 12 or 15 books, because we offer you a bunch of books all in one funnel. So those of you who are readers, why would you buy just one book? Nobody buys one book. Nobody reads just one book. Either you read books or you don't. And when you read books, plural. So you might as well get more than one. All right, so with that commercial out of the way, let's continue where we are here on point number two. Your past is where your confidence looks for that belief. So when your confidence is checking, do I actually have any confidence here to call on, is going to look into your past and say, have I done this before? So if you're playing golf and you got a putt that you need to sink, a 10-foot putt to win the hole for the day, your confidence is going to look to your past. Have you made any 10-foot putts before? Have you done the practice to be able to make a 10-foot putt or to believe that you can make a 10-foot putt? If you're playing basketball, you're at the free throw line with two free throws to win the game for your team. Can your confidence look to your past and know that you have practiced making free throws or anything else that you want to swap in here? Do you have belief based on the discipline, the work that you have done in the past, to believe that you can actually do this thing? It's much easier to think positive when that exists. At the same time, when you are consistently doing your homework, that is setting yourself up for positive future results, it is much easier to put yourself into a positive frame of mind, as you will then have a tangible expectation for future success. So if you're consistently doing the work, like working on your putting on the golf green, wherever people practice golfing, if you're consistently working on your putting, when you get into a match or you're playing $100 a hole with some of your buddies, and it's your chance to win the money by knocking down this 10-foot putt, if you have practiced putting from 10 feet away, then you have a reason, positive reason, to believe you can make the putt now. Same thing with making free throws, same thing with closing the sales deal, same thing with filling the blank with the thing that you need to do right now in your life or in your business. So it is harder, although not impossible, to think positively if you have not done the homework. So if you haven't been to the free throw line to shoot free throws before with the game on the line, you've never been there, and you don't do a lot of free throw practice, not impossible for you to still make the free throws. Not impossible for you to still make the putt. Not impossible for you to do the speech or close the sales presentation. But it's a little bit harder. It's not a little bit, a lot harder to do, because you haven't done the work before. Therefore, it's hard to pull on confidence for that. And you don't have positive reasons to believe you can do it, because, again, you have no history. So you have no tangible expectations for success right now in the moment or in the future, because, again, you haven't yet done the work. Doesn't mean you can't do it, but I will share that it will be harder to do so. And this mindset is a lot harder to maintain when you have no reasons for it. And this is the most important part of positive thinking. Again, just like Eminem said, how can I think positive when I don't see anything positive? Well, let's change that. Let's make sure you see some positive things. So now you have a reason to expect positive. This is the way it works. Again, remember, folks, structure creates discipline. Positive thinking is a discipline in itself, and I'm telling you the pieces of the structure that will allow you to think positive without you having to force yourself to think positive. Because if you're forcing it, then you're doing it wrong from the very beginning. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do, and you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book. How to separate yourself, the pro, from the amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is how to structure positive thinking into your life. Number three, have a consistent process for mental conditioning. Mental conditioning is the first chapter in my book, Work on Your Game, which again is part of the Mental Game Super Duper Bundle. So go to mirrorofmotivation.com or thirddaybook.com. Just say yes to everything that we offer you in that funnel, and you'll have Work on Your Game as one of those books. And mental conditioning works similar to how physical conditioning works, in that you are consistently doing things with your mind to condition it to perform in a certain way. That's what mental conditioning is. You're conditioning your mind. You're getting it ready to do things in a certain way. The way we do physical conditioning as athletes is through doing certain activities like running, swimming, exercise, push-ups, cycling, whatever, such that your heart gets used to and your physical body, your muscles, get used to performing at a certain level for an extended period of time. So you condition different body parts based on the game that you're in. You're swimming, you're doing a lot of conditioning, a lot with the shoulders and the traps in the back, depending on which stroke you're doing in swimming. And running, of course, is your legs. And basketball is a lot of legs. And again, different sports, it's different things. But whatever sports you play, you learn pretty quickly what are the areas of the body you're going to be using the most. And you got to condition them to be ready to do the thing that you're going to have them doing. If you're in a combat sport like boxing, for example, you got to condition your hands to be throwing punches and taking them. Also, you got to condition your body to move in a certain way and to maintain certain distances and even to take punches every now and then. But all of it can be conditioned. And there's a practice process for all of this stuff. So that the more often we do our conditioning, and I'm talking here about mental conditioning, but this applies to any type, the more you do your conditioning, the better your mind, for example, will be ready to go to a certain level. Why? Because it's a normal experience. It's not a surprise when you practice it. See, if you practice getting yourself up to a high heart rate in practice, and then when you get in the game and the adrenaline starts going, you're not as thrown off as somebody else who didn't do the practice that you did. See, when you're ready, you're ready. I remember I was watching a highlight video of Kobe Bryant, and I'm trying to remember. Actually, I do remember what this was. This is 2009. The LA Lakers were playing against the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. The winner of this series would go on to compete for the NBA championship. And Kobe Bryant had this great game. I believe it was game 3 of the series, if I remember correctly. So I was just looking at this video maybe a week or so ago. And Kobe looked exhausted at the end of the game, and the Lakers won the game. And after the game, Kobe's like doubled over, grabbing on his shorts while he's doing a post-game interview. And as he's talking to the sideline reporter in a post-game interview, she was asking him, well, Kobe, it looks like you were really tired, really exhausted at the end of this game. How were you able to pull it out? And Kobe talked about how, man, I remember this past offseason just being out on the track and doing sprints and running and getting myself conditioned for this upcoming season, knowing that I would get into a situation like this one in the playoffs, where at this point, the Lakers are close to playing 100 games in a season. And Kobe went on to say, knowing that we would get to this point in the playoffs, and I'm going to need to pull it out of me. And I was able to do it. The point being, Kobe had done the conditioning ahead of time. So then when it came time to perform, he was already ready to do it. That's what I want you to take from that. It becomes a normal experience for him to have to pull extra gas out of his tank that might not even be there. It's not a surprise to his body. His body is used to this because he had already done the work ahead of time. In other words, Kobe had done his homework. Now, although I've never worked in, let's say, the legal space, I would guess that a trial attorney, if we have any listening to this, y'all can let me know. I would guess trial attorneys do some type of practice for the courtroom setting before they actually walk into a courtroom and try to argue a case. Why? Because they're preparing ahead of time for the conditions that they're going to face in the courtroom. They're preparing ahead of time for dealing with the judge. They're preparing to deal with their counterpart attorney. They're preparing to cross-examine someone on the stand when they're trying to argue a case. It conditions their mind, it conditions their emotions, it conditions their everything to be ready to deal with the heat of the battle when it happens. You don't want to get into the battle and then say, oh, damn, this is all surprising to me. You want to get in there and say, okay, I've seen this before because I already did the practice. In other words, again, that's doing your homework, which we talked about in episode 1925. With that out the way, let's recap today's class, which is how to structure positive thinking into your life. So again, I don't know of anyone who doesn't want to think positively, but we can put a structure in place that makes it easier to do than just trying to make yourself do it. Number one, have tangible reasons to have positive expectations. Right? Eminem said in his song, why would I want to think positive if I don't see anything positive? Dan Kennedy said he listened to the positive motivational tapes for a long time and it did nothing for him until he had a real reason to be positive, i.e. he had to figure out how to actually do his business. Thinking positive alone was not enough. Number two, move yourself to do activities and to create outcomes that lead to positive energy. Now, it's easier to think positive when you can look into your past and you can see something positive. At the same time, if you are consistently doing your homework, setting yourself up for future results, it's much easier to put yourself in a positive frame of mind as you now have a tangible expectation for future success. Number three, have a consistent process for mental conditioning. This works similar to physical conditioning. You're consistently doing things with your mind to condition it to perform in a certain way. Same way you do physical conditioning to get yourself ready for physical activity, like playing a sport or exercise. You do mental conditioning to get yourself ready for a mental activity, like life, right? Run the business or anything else you may be coming up upon. With that said, make sure you text me so you're in my community. My number's down below in the description. And Work On Your Game University. If you'd like to have me as your direct coach and work with me directly, be able to ask me questions, share your challenges, and get direct feedback from me, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see what our program is about, see the layout of what we're doing, and you can schedule a time to get on a call with us so we can talk about where you're at, what you want to go, what's in your way, and how we could possibly help you. workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me, you are messaging me directly, you can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.